And salutations, queens and kings. Welcome back to another wonderful
truth sessions.
Uh-huh. Lifting the veil. QKJJ podcast.
We are here on our reservation. As you can hear the goats in the background.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. Okay. The goats in the background.
They supposed to. That was just supposed to have them listening harder. Like, I ain't hear no goat. He was supposed to tune in harder after I just said that. But yes, that was a nice little intro. King, who was the producer in there?
That'd be me. Myself.
That's the artist name? These artist names are just getting ridiculous.
No.
You got her and then it be me.
Myself, and I.
It's literally me, myself, and I?
Yeah. The artist name, me, myself, and I. You meant producer. Maybe a director, too. Somewhere along them lines. Right.
But that was nice.
Yeah, you know, just a little, you know, production here going on and providing you with a little bit of a transformation when it came to the entrance. You know, try to give you a little different feel.
Always got to give you a little. You could run that back and meditate on that for her.
You could, you should, and you would.
And you will.
But again, thank you for once again tuning in with us.
As always, I am your guide, Queen Jam.
And King Jerry is in the house. We always start off by asking, how are you all doing? And of course, how was your week? And we hope that it was a fruitful week, a heartwarming week, and that you learned something new, gained a better understanding. That's always a valuable lesson within life, because we all have to go through some type of experience. But
No regrets.
Queen, how was your week?
It was pretty well. A lot of work going. Like I said, I'm working on this project with my dad and stuff, so that's a mission in its own. Getting to just I'm trying to like train people and teach people the things that you've learned starting your e-commerce and trying to teach that to someone else, and all the money that's involved and the patience and preparation and the paperwork. You know, it's a lot to do when people just want something quickly, or they just see other people, because you know, we're on the outside looking in. You see somebody pop off and you're like, wow, that person did that all quick. But little do you know, that person been working on that for 20 years. But we don't see that in the description. We just see, oh, that person popped off and it looked like they just started last week.
Right.
And that's not the case. They've been working 10, 20 years to get this one moment right here that you're seeing.
So, and maxing out 60 hours a week.
Exactly.
Putting in that
consistency. So
yeah,
that's very important. Anybody that's on a journey of like growing and trying to especially grow a business, you just got to keep at it, because it's about the marathon of it all.
Yes. Yes, it is. Also, for me, you all, I definitely been sitting back, and I deal with, a company that you probably all give your money to each and every month. All right. Just sitting back and looking at how their customer service is being ran, and also the implications of, the formatting of their system. And we definitely have talked about this before. If you're new here, welcome. If you're not, one key factor that I will give you is definitely get into tech, learn how to code, have some sort of understanding. That way, once you get into the realm of wanting to run your own business, and you definitely want to take it to a point where a lot of businesses are right now, having online and then some type of warehouse or facilitation where you can get the work done and then push your products in and out as commerce works. But one of the independent skill sets I would definitely want you all to take into consideration, not only starting your own business, but say, you know, you have your own platform online. you have to make sure that you understand how to manage that platform. So that's another skill set. And also taking into advantage that we are moving into a new age of service and how you're going to provide service. You can't be there 24/7, of course, but you will have the option to use some type of artificial intelligence or some type of programming that will actually become very affordable for businesses, but it's going to take you some time to get in the coding process of what you want your artificial intelligence to say, do, how to respond to different reactions. So again, please take that into consideration if you're new here. If you're not, again,
yeah,
go into tech, make sure you understand.
We talked about that, sorry to cut you off. We talked about that last week too. I'm actually doing some coding classes right now. I'm going through a web boot camp, I believe it's called. It's like web developer boot camp. And it's by this company called Udemy. It's literally U-D-E-M-Y. Mm-hmm. And I will leave that information in the show notes as well so that you can check them out. Because they always have sales. It's not always, I think what I got, it was like $20 for a course. Like, it's not that expensive if that's something that you're, you know, worried about.
Right.
So I definitely would recommend that.
And there's nothing wrong with the best thing that I've always heard is try and spoil yourself or definitely do something for yourself. So there's nothing wrong with challenging yourself. Whether you're going to spend $20 on a puzzle to challenge your mind and your brain activity, or were you going to do it to actually challenge yourself in the technical aspect. So again, it's really up to you. The $20 is going to be spent whether you do that or if you just need to fill up your gas tank. It's really completely up to you. All right. But before we get too far, we definitely want to make sure that we come out all the time with our honesty and smile pledge. To the best of our knowledge, we will be honest without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part. Doing your own research is a necessity. Check your emotions at the door. Yes.
Oh, check your emotions at the door and embrace pure facts. Yes. Most importantly, remember to always smile because you have
the weapon of knowledge. Hi, you see that? You see how that works, y'all?
See how they try to get me choked up?
Yeah, try to
I'm
get you choked up.
I'm happy that you have gotten over screaming that freaking coronavirus thing after I cough now. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I was going to wait until the next time that happens. Because then that would let me, okay, it's happening and break some, you know, pieces of time. Intermittently, if it was continuous, we'll see.
Exactly. Last week we talked about, the title actually was Black People Stop Begging.
Right.
Got great response from that. And I know in a nutshell, if you haven't listened to last week's episode, don't get your boxers, panties, G-string in a bunch. Just go back and listen to it and see exactly why we named it that.
Right.
Because there was a reason why we ended up naming it that. Let me close this so you can have more. There you go, everybody.
So, also going into last week as well. Neighborly tip, you all.
No, I was about to say, what did you think of last week, or did you have anything that you wanted to touch back?
Oh yeah. Well, actually, last week,
Black people.
Well, not just for Black folks. I think for everyone, as we saw around the world, there was a presidential election. That's something that also took place. I don't think we had had a chance to say this while we were here on the podcast, but we definitely went out and did our due diligence and voted. Like we also told you as well, on the ticket, you all, you don't always have to vote for a president. You actually can skip out on certain points or sections. Like, you don't have to fill out the whole thing.
Certain races.
Yeah, like certain races, you don't even have to fill it out, yo. So just keep that into perspective, whether you do or you don't go through the process, or if it was your first time, congratulations. That's always cool and nice to talk about. Hey, it was my first time, yada yada.
Yeah, they clapped at the polling place that we went to. It wasn't as bad as people made it seem. I know some people had to stand outside for like hours. Hours was like I don't know why I said those two so close together, but our line that we stood in was only like 40 minutes?
Yeah,
but it was still wrapped around the building.
Yeah, about a normal, anybody went to an amusement park or...
No, that's not a normal amusement park.
I mean, okay, I was going to say a waiting process depending on where you're going and how, and definitely how popular the ride is. But I would say if you're going through an experience, maybe like a haunted house, depending on how good the experience is and how long it takes for other folks to get in and get out during the process, about a good 45 minutes. But it was nice, you know. Of course, you know, there was spacing that had to be done and everything.
Nobody worried about social distancing.
Yeah, nobody was really.
So we got towards the front, and then they had to reinforce it.
Right, it had to reinforce it. But overall, again, we had the opportunity to vote locally as well for the races. That's always important. Making sure you understand who's governing or in your area, power and control, yada yada. Something interesting though, you all, we are going to see a very interesting transition. January the 20th, some things are actually revving up in D.C. The Proud Boys, I think that's something like that. They're called something like that.
Please, ain't no such thing.
Right, no such thing. But they are gearing up, quote unquote, to have a rally in
D.C. It's unfortunate that their mascot made them feel yes. that they have the type of power.
Yes, they're supposed to be holding a protest / rally in Washington, D.C. Currently, permits have not been provided to them yet because the group wants to go with loaded weapons. Now, for safety measures and concerns, you could probably understand why no one wants to have a whole bunch of angry white males,
insecure, majority angry white males. Males.
Yes, running down the street almost... pretty much down to metropolitan, multicultural Washington, D.C. with a whole bunch of guns and shit like that because their commander in Eef told them to do so. To be honest with you all, you know, if you have...
He gonna mess it. I'm gonna tell y'all right now.
He gonna get y'all hurt.
He gonna get y'all killed. Beyond hurt, he gonna get y'all killed. Y'all need to leave that stuff alone. He went in there for 4 years to help him and his friends out. Yep. Now that shit is over. They had their fun, lap of luxury, golf course, all that shit. Now we are moving on. Okay, yes. Now we have these other two to worry about and watch because we did not, this is not a celebration for real. Another thing, like we're going to get into all that later. You know?
Yeah. Ahead. Not to go too far. Another good tip that we want to let you all know and why I said that was a two-parted way. First and foremost, if you have the opportunity to, you know, make sure that you're defending yourself and your family, do so legally. You have the right to bear arms, and no, I'm not talking about literal bear arms that you can hang up on over top of your fireplace. No, man, I'm talking about a firearm to make sure that you're protecting yourself and your family. Mm-hmm. Again, go through that legal process and make sure everything is clear, and you know, definitely make sure that you have that option. The second part to that was not only do you have to worry about folks coming to your home, but also sometimes you have to worry about neighbors. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, the next step that we want to talk about is as a neighborly tip, if you have a neighbor that's pretty much harassing you as a nuisance, pretty much a repeat lease violator, this is what you can do. And this is actually how you can start. Now, you don't have to jump all the way to a firearm, all right? Mm-hmm. You can probably scale it back to maybe a machete, okay? Because you don't know them tall weeds that you may have to deal with one day. Or maybe you're like, you know what? I don't even want to go that far. I don't even like the weapon thing. Okay, cool. Install a camera, all right? Mm-hmm. Install a camera or multiple cameras. And I'm going to tell you why. People act totally different. Some people, not all, but people act totally different when they know that they're being watched. Mm-hmm. And it's a psyche that we've all been provided, I'm sure. If you had someone that cared about you that was watching over you at some point in your life, I'm pretty sure, I'm like 110% sure, when you knew that that person was watching, you didn't try to do anything that was going to mess up your chances on something positive coming your way. Mm-hmm. So the same thing happens with a camera. If someone knows that, okay, I'm being watched for my negative actions and there's going to be some negative implications to my actions, then hopefully that ceases the bad behavior. Mm-hmm. Hopefully is the word that I just used.
Hopefully, yeah.
So we told you about our racist ass neighbor and her harassment, not only with her but also her son, which we also have multiple awesome recordings that definitely will be posted of her son pretty much knocking on our door, just again being a nuisance, continual nuisance. Mm-hmm. Their dog pretty much being off the leash, etc. So we decided, you know what, instead of always going to go talk to,
and not even including letting their dog ish in front of the building and right next to our car,
right, and again, this is constant,
not picking up after,
right. So we were like, you know what, screw this. Because you can't get nothing done if nobody wants to hear you.
Yes, because y'all already know we went down the line. What is it called?
The proper line of management.
Yes, we went down the line. Yeah. How we were supposed to handle it, from calling the property manager to calling the police. Like, tried to do all that. You can go back and listen to the previous episodes. Yep. Don't really feel like rehashing it.
Right. Again, try to go through the process of mediation. But we decided, you know what, the best thing we can do, since we can't have our eyes open 24/7, go ahead and install the camera. And guess what, y'all? Guess what, y'all? When we installed the camera,
everything changed.
They
was overnight. As soon as they saw the camera, they were like, what's that?
Yes.
Oh, and God, then, are they like recording us?
And
now?
then when you get to see all of the bad behavior, when I say all of the bad behavior, everything just starts flowing out to the point where the parent is like, you know what, this looks bad. Mm-hmm. And the more time that I spend here, the more time people are going to see the bad behavior. Mm-hmm. So they decided to move out a few weeks ago. You all, we are excited to let that be known. We are always putting in the atmosphere that we have positive, private but chill, non-menacing new neighbors, or whatever the case may be.
Ones preferably with no children,
right?
No dogs,
right?
Single.
Right.
Quiet.
Right.
Not right. Back and forth, in and out, all that right. Extra stuff.
Right. That's what we're looking for here. All right. We're looking for peace and quiet.
Because believe it or not, and that's why we're also, you know, attempting to move and stuff too, because we loved when we first moved out here. It's so quiet in this neighborhood. You don't hear really anything except for the hospital we live near, you know, ambulance every other day or something like that. But for the most part, you don't hear neighbors banging and running. You'll hear, you know, we have some college students that we live with too, so they like ride through, and some adults as well.
Yeah,
will ride through, you know, their music bumping, or they skirting and stuff across the street. Speaking of skirting, we're gonna get into that later.
Woo!
But you know, they're driving crazy through the neighborhood. We have little stuff like that, and that's why we're all honestly trying to move and stuff, because we realize now, like, we enjoy a certain amount of peace and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't expect that from everyone, you know.
Right.
That's just not what it is. And it had been quiet that entire time. Majority of the time that we've been here, minus the other neighbors, we haven't even told y'all about that. We're gonna make sure that we get deaf into this, like, you know, sometime further in the future, once we move and everything, and let y'all know all the different neighbors that we had to deal with the whole time we were here. But it has been quiet thus far now that, you know, that family is out, because they were just back and forth. You know, they got the dog just slamming their freaking doors too freaking much.
Yeah. A lot of energy.
Complete chaos all the time. And it's like, you know, going out of your way to make chaos. And it's not even worth all that.
Yes. Now, we do want to move into a little bit of marketing here. All right. A quick commercial, not commercial break. Mm-hmm. As always, you can always join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag TSLTVPOD. That was hashtag TSLTVPOD. All right. Also, we want to always tell you, you know, what we sipping on and stuff like that. That's always a good. Right now, I think I got some Powerade, y'all. I'm not even doing anything crazy, all right? But we do have some medication.
Hydrogen-rich water.
Right, hydrogen with rich water. But we definitely are on our medication as well. The choice for this episode was a CBD, Earth Dew, and,
Earth's Dew, yeah, sorry.
Oh, okay, my bad. Earth's Dew.
It's Mendocino Perp CBD from Earth's Dew.
Mm-hmm.
She is a black-owned cannabis company. Check them out. I believe it's Earths with an S at the end, dew.net. You can check them out. I'll put the link in the bio as well. And you can also check them out on Instagram. Like I said, black-owned cannabis company. She also has Delta H THC products, which is legal in almost every state except for like 9 or something. And she has all that information on her Instagram as well, so you can go check that out, because you can get some THC delivered, you can get some CBD delivered, and you help and support a black woman and black owned business and woman owned business.
Boom. Double, there you go.
All those things. So yes, let's go ahead and get through some housekeeping, y'all. So as you all know, we rebranded our podcast, so the format of our podcast is going to be a little bit different. Don't worry if their segments moved or taken out altogether. And that's something that we're really excited about, because now we can really, truly lift the veil on several different things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we also have a Shop Live that we do every Monday at 7:43 p.m. on Instagram. If we don't have technical issues, you can, or IG not tripping, you can always catch the replay of our past lives on there.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's ever recorded a live, you know, you go to post it and it'll be like, try again, try again, try again. Mm-hmm. Would you like to delete this posting? I guess so, if I can't post it.
Right.
So if there's no issue with that, we'll go ahead and post it on Instagram. Another thing that we're going to start doing hopefully soon is recording on our Facebook as well, so that way if the video is cut off on one platform, we can just send you to the other platform, or vice versa, whatever. Now, we have as well the Reviewing While Black IGTV series, where we review and showcase black owned businesses and their products live. And we do the unboxing, we give you honest feedback, and you can even join us during the live to come and talk about your business, talk about, you know, like why you started it, talk about your products or whatever. Or if you don't, you can just sit back, relax, and watch the review with everyone else. And we all actually started the Reviewing While Black on Instagram because people are always asking, you know, where are the black owned businesses? So, boom, there you go. The replays are always available on our Instagram TV, and also some are featured on our YouTube page as well, so you can check that out. The link is in our bio, and it'll be in the show notes for this as well. And we're always looking for legitimate black-owned businesses to feature on our Reviewing While Black Instagram TV series. So, if you'd like to be featured, you can DM us, contact us on social media, contact us, and you made me nervous when you got up like that. You can contact us on email or DM us, like I said, and with your business information so we can look it over and verify. I also wanted to say that exclusive access to us and our content can be found on our Patreon page. Mm-hmm. You can sign up for as low as $1 a month for our Duchess and Duke tier. Higher tiers even go through a crowning ceremony as well. So if you want more information on that and how to support us on a monthly basis, you can check out our Patreon page. Click the link in our bio or visit patreon.com/TSLTV. And lastly, our store is open 24/7, just like 7-Eleven, because it's online. You can always click the link in our bio, check out the show notes, or browse qkjj.org and check out what we have there. And that's another way to help support this platform. And if you ever see a product on the website and you want to know what it looks like live, then you can always catch the replay of our shop live on Instagram, and you can click the link in our bio to be directed to our YouTube page that has a lot of head wrap tutorials and other tutorials with the products as well.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
You all go check it out ASAP, call to action, and thank you again for giving us your ears for our marketing and our commercial, not commercial break there. Boom. Now we're going to get into our
man. Our man. Yeah, we really don't have that much, don't have that many media absent news this week. Well, King, yeah, you have like two other things, right?
Yeah, I got people. Good, you ain't gotta worry about that. Go ahead.
Okay, yes. Go ahead. So, I received this. This is an article that I received from, not received, researched and found from blacknews.com. They always have great information there, like a one-stop shop for some black news. That's where you can go. So on November 28th, Kai Marshall, founder of Atlanta Black Business Owners Pop-Up Shop, will bring together 30-plus entrepreneurs with various products and services. She says, and this is a quote from her, "It was important for me to curate the list of vendors to minimize the saturation of any particular product. I wanted variety, so also vendors that have legitimate businesses and really want to take their brand to the next level. That was, like I said, a quote from her. She's actually the owner and creative director of Kai Finds, which is an online shop and full-service styling company for the everyday woman.
Beautiful.
And the Atlanta Black Business Owners Pop-Up Shop is a family-friendly community event. And during the event, you can expect to shop apparel, jewelry, skincare, and custom gift items. There'll be food, desserts, and a DJ spinning tunes the entire time. Kai also adds that this will be a celebration and the perfect time to shop for holiday gifts," unquote.
Nice.
So you can register online prior to the event on November 28th. Yes, November 28th. You can register online. And when you register online, that helps you ensure that you receive your goodie bag.
Yep.
And it's going to be located at the Riverside Epicenter in Atlanta. It's called the Atlanta Black Business Owners Pop-Up Shop. It's a mouthful, but definitely 135 Riverside Parkway.
Austell, Georgia 30168. Yes. And the time will be from noon to 4 p.m. So go ahead and get there and support Black owned business. You already know.
Mm-hmm. We'll leave that information in the show notes for you.
All right, y'all. So I'm going to hit you with a few awesome points here. One, we're going to go into travel. Secondary into that very quickly, I'm going to go into a little bit of talk of some finances, and then the third, of course, is business and how it can also help you in your day-to-day life just by the simple first step that I'm going to give you here. All right, let's go. So Southwest Airlines are adding new routes beginning this month. This article was actually just published by a beautiful black-owned media source, Travel Nori. as we look ahead to the future of travel, Southwest Airlines is planning ahead. Again, this is one of management or representation of whomever is the lead of their media outlet for Southwest Airlines. The affordable airfare carrier recently announced that it would soon begin adding additional routes to its business class by the end of this year into 2021. Again, business class. Now, hear me out, y'all. This year's new routes have already begun selling and include Palm Springs and Miami. In early 2021, you can take advantage of an all-new Chicago O'Hare route, as well as Colorado Springs in Houston. There are a few other routes in smaller cities, too. At Southwest, their top priority has always always will be supporting the well-being of their employees and customers. The website said, we've employed stringent cleaning and physical distancing practices, such as using electrostatic and antimicrobial spray treatments in the cabin, modified boarding procedures, and are requiring face coverings for all customers. At any given time, hear this next line out, y'all. At any given time, you can find the airline advertising amazing flashing sales, with one-way fares starting as low as $35, depending on the route. It is likely that the added routes will also become a part of the flash sales, so be sure to check their website often so you don't miss out. I wanted to provide that one for you all because, one, that's amazing that you can be given that opportunity. You definitely, you know, as I read to you there, you definitely have to make sure that you're taking your time and you're understanding where you want to go in life. And sometimes it's as simple as traveling. That's going to be going into the next story about a local DMV business owner. I'm going to halt with the American Airlines because I want to. Yes, that's actually what we're going into right now. $35 for a one-way ticket, you all, American Airlines, is amazing. Now, when I heard that, my first reaction and thought was, let's go ahead and buy some stocks. Because obviously some folks are going to want to travel. And for those that are probably still going to, you know, want to travel and see family during the holidays, $35, quote unquote, for one way for a little, you know, for a period of time, however you're going to be with family, is a magnificent option. When I checked American Airlines at this time, you all won't believe. Excuse me, Southwest Airlines. I apologize. You all won't believe what I just found out for Southwest Airlines. And per share right now, you all. $43.14. This is happening around 2:36 Eastern Standard Time. Wow, these stocks are live trading at the moment. So if they're doing that, and also something that you need to keep in mind too, Southwest Airlines is in talks to buy up 30 Boeing jets that lost buyers. So that's also something that you need to take into consideration. Southwest is cost saving is in actually cost saving talks at this time as well. Reuters is reporting, and airline stocks in general are blasting off after the upbeat news on a potential COVID-19 vaccine. So I said all, you know, I'm just saying all that to say this. One, this is Southwest Airlines. They're providing those that are flying business now. If you're flying business, you can definitely catch some sales for one route for as low as $35 for some routes. That's extremely amazing when I think about it, because even though we're in a rough time, rough patch, think about what you may or may not have the time to experience, you know? $35 for some people may seem, you know, seem like a lot if you need some things that you need to, you know, take care of or handle. But if you have the resources, if you do, you know, have your own business and your flying business, or if you just end up finding a deal, take advantage of it. Go ahead and purchase yourself some stocks. About a year ago to this day, Southwest Airlines was going for $57.66. Currently today, as I just mentioned, they're going for $43.16 at this time. It just actually went up a couple cents as we've been speaking. So, you know, go ahead, make some money while you're enjoying yourself.
Yeah, always invest in the things that you use.
Yes.
If you got a lot of Nikes, buy you some Nike stock.
There you go. Because everybody else is going to help you too. Now, a black-owned business that we want to shout out, because this gentleman right here is a local. The company's name is Wings. It's a black-owned business that wants the world to fall in love with mumbo sauce. Yeah, you heard it. If y'all don't know what mumbo sauce is, I'm about to let you know now. Yes. Big snaps, y'all.
Now, that's not pretty strong. That's like a hand clap.
It'd be like that sometimes.
This is a snap.
Yes. This young man is from PG County, Maryland, and a native, Lanham to be exact. Larry Swain is from the DMV to his bones. After graduating from Morgan State University, he relocated to Charlotte to work in marketing counseling. Now, his job allowed him to travel all over, and in his travels, he found out that one thing remained the same. There was always food. Sway made it a point to always find the best pizza and wings in every city that he visited, because those were two of his favorite foods.
As they should be.
The one thing that many of those places lacked, though, was mumbo sauce. Mm-hmm. A sauce that was made popular by residents in and around the D.C. and Maryland area, not to mention also Virginia, depending on where you're looking. Mm-hmm. Rather than continuously being let down, Swain decided to create his own brand of sauce, which an accompanying food truck that he named Wingza. Wingza was introduced to the Charlotte area in 2010, and it was actually a time when food trucks weren't as popular as they are now. It was a pizza and wings truck that brought a piece of the DMV culture to North Carolina, with an added flair of mumbo sauce, which that's fire. All right. Now Brother Swain said that he thought of himself like Kendrick Lamar of the food trucks during that time. The business actually quickly took off, because Charlotte residents couldn't get enough of the taste, while DMV transplants were reminded of home. The Food Network actually caught up with this young man. Heard one of them, you know, when you get going, and you start getting a little buzz, you already know the larger station, they ain't even turn their head to look at you, and they're like, okay, we got to see what he's doing. So the Food Network caught wind of Brother Swain because of his popularity, and he was actually asked to participate on a season of Food Court Wars, y'all. And the brother ended up winning, and his prize was a storefront where he was able to sell his sauce, y'all. Mm-hmm. So he gave him a storefront with... Man, and again, he already had his food truck. You know, that was the parent too. So after running the truck and store simultaneously, he came to a point where he had to make a tough decision to focus on his family. He closed the storefront after the lease was up, and he closed down the food truck to be able to spend more time with his family. But what he didn't let go of was his mumbo sauce brand. Swain took the Wings of Sauce online and soon began forming relationships with restaurants in the area to get the sauce on their menus, y'all. Look at that. Now, there are more than 15 Charlotte area restaurants featuring menu items that incorporate the Wingza sauce. Now, he's proudly representing PG County around the world. His goal is to expand into restaurants everywhere so we never lose the culture of Black D.C. and Maryland. You can purchase individual bottles, or if you're really feeling spicy, you can go ahead and get yourself a gallon size bottle of the sauce on the Wingza website. And that was Wingza, and that was WINGZZA.com. Or you can also follow him on Instagram at Wingza. That was WINGZZA. Definitely go ahead and check the brother out.
He has gallons. I say I need to get this sauce and get some wings.
Yeah.
This is amazing, y'all. Please go check it out. The way he has the Mamba spelled on the bottle, it looks like the Martin, how they had Martin with the black background, the different sized letters, and it was colorful.
I love it.
This is definitely flavor for the culture.
Yeah, definitely some flavor. He's definitely kicking some new flavor out there in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I'm about to get this 2-pack.
Man.
You just go him and get the gown.
It's amazing. I mean, he's really doing his thing. Right now, if you're looking at it, it's funny because it's literally just a website for his sauce. And to be able to sell sauce, and that's another thing that we want to also let you completely understand. Mm-hmm. If you have a brand, hold on to it, you know, because you never know how that brand is going to one day be molded and changed and introduced into the world into a different function.
Mm-hmm.
And like the brother said, you know, he started off with the food truck. He was able to get into a simple food competition, win that, had a storefront and the food truck. But hey, you know, time gets to everyone at the end of the day, and he made a very choice decision. But out of that choice decision that we get out in life, he was able to hold on to his brand, and he's still able to utilize his sauce in businesses, having on his menu. So forever, his brand, his sauce will still be going. And guess what? His family, his children can eat off of that sauce. I want to just think about what I provided to you all. The simple fact that you could do this as well. Just a simple $35. Go travel somewhere and see, you know, this place is missing something. If you have an idea, put that idea to the test. It doesn't have to be something large, but you can bring a little bit of you to another place and people will fall in love not only with you, but also your brand.
Facts.
Just a little something to think about. Now, the next story that I definitely want to talk about, y'all, this kind of had me laughing because I was like, I mean, I guess, you feel me? Like, I guess this is something that we're going to have to take some extra thoughts about.
What?
Y'all, now, I'm not sure if Southwest Airlines has tickets to Spain and Barcelona, to be exact. But I just want to let you all know that traveling is very interesting because you open up your eyes to a lot of new things. Spain will be introducing flying taxis in Barcelona as soon as 2022. That's right.
You heard that. That's right.
You heard that loud and clear. All right. Now, Benair, Spain's Air Navigation Authority, has announced plans to start demonstrating flying taxis in Spain. The vehicles are expected to be released in Barcelona and Santiago de Compostela in 2022.
I can't help but say what?
We need to move urban mobility into the third dimension, airspace. And we need to do it as efficiently and sustainably as we can. said, Angel Lewis. All right, go ahead.
I have two questions. One, does that mean that I am going to own the space above the land that I purchased?
Yes, that's actually the air. Yes, that's what that means. Air. Yes.
And does that mean since I own said space and said air, does that mean I can go up to whatever altitude that I want to? Or will they still be trying to restrict air travel and the what is it called? The level that you can go up to.
Yeah, so each place has definitely a respected level, but you do own the airspace around, you know, your home to a certain. Now that they're telling
me I can only go up to a certain height.
Yeah, so
they don't want me to see what's past that height.
So, the authority, Arias, who was the authority's director general, said the authority is working on multiple projects across Europe that uses taxis and other flying vehicles to move people around urban and semi-urban areas, including drones. And there, in its capacity as a public company to the Ministry of Transportation, Mobility, and Urban Agenda, it's willing to fulfill its duties to attract and help any private sector companies or public organizations that are interested in allowing Spain to position itself as a forefront of the development and operation of this new sector, added. And there is getting help from the European Union's biggest research and innovation program to demonstrate how air taxis could benefit the continent. If Spain's pilot program is successful, air taxis could change transportation as we know it across the region. And while the demonstrations are anticipated for 2022, in open spaces in the cities, it remains unclear if the test will include people or test dummies to fly the taxis. I hope y'all hear this.
Y'all Uber drivers, bus drivers, I hope y'all hear.
Better go get your pilot's license. This. That's all I'm going to say. All you, okay. you Uber drivers.
Upgrade your skills, because they going to come and be like, mm-hmm. They're going to be like, you're still driving a car.
Mm-hmm.
It's already happening.
Man, so you know, if you had the time to travel, definitely do that. I just gave you some ideas, y'all, back to back. First and foremost,
told some of y'all need to go back to school.
yeah, just you know, pick up a skill set. But definitely, I tell you this: if you're into investing, invest in yourself. Mm-hmm. You got a nice period of time, and then after that, you can go through the process and you know, share your learned experience, sell it back to folks. That's a little bit of yourself that you can give to other people. Hey, boom, gave you something, an idea. Go ahead, run with it, utilize it, expand your curiosity. Well, just to let you know, these folks are ready to take some jobs over. And Man, look, y'all saw The Fifth Element. I done seen some taxi drivers that was flying around in the sky. Mm-hmm. And if they're gonna do all that, man, I'm just saying, man.
Just saying.
Make sure you get your skill set up there, you know, because they trying to take some jobs here.
That's beautiful. I appreciate you highlighting that too, because those are some nice stories.
Yes.
Especially that mumble sauce.
Mumble sauce, amazing. All right.
And the travel.
We have quote and a positive shout out.
Yes.
Now,
there was some controversy.
Definitely some controversy behind this. But if I got to buy you a Birkin to hit, I wouldn't even hit you with a car. And that...
Who do y'all think said that?
That was provided by our...
Uncle.
Our uncle. Trick Daddy.
He is funny. When that Birkin controversy popped off, he immediately got on his Instagram and was going off. He was like... I hope y'all chicks ain't been out here. Y'all been talking about this bag. I hope y'all wasn't talking about that damn Birkin. He was like, I'd be mad. I don't know if I found out. I best not find out y'all were trying to chase that daggone Birkin.
Mm.
I just thought that was hilarious because he was going in. He was even like, if I got by a Birkin to hit, then I'm not even going, I wouldn't even hit you with a car.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just like a funny little note to add in. We don't even... really discuss athletes and entertainers like that, because Baba Dick Gregory said don't even worry about that.
Right.
So we leave that stuff alone. And we also know as black media, we do have to be militant with our content and stuff. The thing, we have to be very careful of the things we decide to talk about. But we also want to not make it so serious. You know, we're not a militant all the way people. We like to laugh and have fun and enjoy each other. And, you know, just do our thing for real. You know, not have to be so uptight or whatever. You know, that's not us. We smooth. We like that. So, we also want to have some segments where we're being funny and, you know, just touching on things that'll make you laugh, make you giggle. Especially right now, everybody being stressed out about this whole freaking election. And, oh, y'all, a lot of people dancing their election anxiety off and stuff. And I'm like, we not done.
Yeah, far from being done. Still got things to do. Still got things to do. But in the meantime,
our podcast is written, edited, produced, directed, and created by us and only us. We always enjoy meeting with you, our listeners, and we want to be able to give you more content on a consistent basis. And you can help us by subscribing to us on whichever platform you listen to us on, whether it's SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, whichever it is, you can help us out. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, please, or give us a heart on SoundCloud.
You can literally Google QKJJ, and there's a plethora of us and all of our details. You can...
There are two ways that you can help support our platform. There is a committal option and a non-commitment option. Mm-hmm. The commitment option is by subscribing to our Patreon, patreon.com/QKJJ. Yes, or TSLTV. Mm-hmm. And we have tiers on there as well. And we also have a goal of 200 patrons. And then for the non-commitment option, we have PayPal. You can go by PayPal, and it's paypal.me/QKJJ. And you can always drop off however much money that you want for the PayPal option. There's no commitment there. And then there is the Cash App option with $QKJJ, where you can drop by as many times as you want for as ever much that you want. There's no commitment there as well. Mm-hmm. And another way to support our platform, support our brand, support us so that we can support the content that we continue to give you all is purchasing from our store, qkjj.org. Check us out on there, and you can follow us on our social media platforms for exclusive content, exclusive details, any of our links, any information on anything that we're doing. Check us out there. We have two Instagram pages. We have a professional one, QKJJ, at QKJJ, and then we have the, professional business, and then we have our personal one, at Queen Jan. So check us out on there as well. Appreciate y'all. Mm-hmm. And now, non-monetary ways to donate is when you tag us when you're listening to the podcast. You can always share this podcast on your social media platform. Share it on Twitter. Say, hey, I'm listening to you. #TSLTVpod.
Right.
Check them out. They're dope podcasts. And I know you're following some dope people because dope people follow dope people. Just saying. And we're also asking, as another non-monetary way to donate to us, tell at least minimum 2 people about this podcast. And we'll put the information in our show notes as well, so don't even worry about that. And we appreciate the support, and money is energy. So we're sending that back, that positive energy back to you in your direction, and hope that you can receive it back 100 times over to do things that bring you black ass joy or whatever ass joy that you need. Boom.
Now, this is something that Queen wanted to push into today, but here is a white woman quote.
Our white woman quote of the week.
White woman quote of the week. Excuse me, can I borrow your friend?
Yeah, that we're in the store and this white lady looks over at me and she says, excuse me, can I borrow your friend? And I look at her and I'm like, my friend? Question mark. I was like, no, that's my husband. What do you need? And she was like, I just need help with the watermelon. It's so heavy. Like, she points her finger over at the watermelon, saying that they're so heavy. And as she's saying all this, I just pick it up, hand her the watermelon, and we pretty much move on. And I was just like, what was that about? Like, why couldn't she say boyfriend or something like that? Like, just breaking news, spoiler alert. Excuse me, black people still get married. Despite what a lot of people may think, what the hype is and all that other stuff, black people are still getting married. Black people are still committed to one another. So I just wanted to let y'all know that. Y'all see a black couple, you know, don't be afraid. You know, don't get your boyfriend or the husband, whatever. But she was hilarious. And I think that's not the first time that's happened either. We go in the store a lot.
Right.
And people are always looking at King like, I'm going to get this big man to help me get this off this shelf or something. And, yo, I will get something off the shelf. If I'm one of the people, I'm just starting to laugh because I'm one of those people who end up knocking down all of those rows of stuff. Like, they show, like, a movie or something. Someone knocks over one shelf, and then it does, like, a domino effect on all the other shelves down the damn aisles.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. Because I'm up there reaching, trying to get it on my own. Because there's rarely a tall person on the aisle that I want to bother and be like, hey, can you reach that for my short ass? Like, no. They going to look at me like, you got dealt a short, the short stick in life, and they going to move on with their life. But even when I asked King to get me stuff, too, he would just move it to the edge. I'd be like, King, can you give me that off the, can you give me that off the, off the counter right there, or off the shelf?
Right.
And then he'll be like, all right, and just pull it to the edge of the shelf. And I'm like, so you couldn't just hand it to me? And I'm like, y'all messing around and pull muscle dealing with you, dislocate my shoulder trying to reach all the way up there. But he don't see the problem with none of that. And he's like, where's your stool? And then I get my stool, and he like, nah, let me get out, I want you to fall. So, you know, it's just difficult over here. It's difficult being short.
Mm-hmm.
But women, we can lift watermelons. Let it go. That little older lady that was like, can I borrow your friend there?
I'm like, and then like, when would any other time, anyway?
You know, what would she have done? I'm always one of them people who, like, when someone asks me for help, I'm like, what would you have done if I wasn't here? Because you would have figured out a way to get that damn watermelon out of there. People just be taking advantage. Either way, we are moving on.
All right.
So, y'all can see the title for this week. I personally ain't voting for nobody that looks dead. Okay? Nobody who looks open casket fresh. Nobody who's old enough to be a tree, even. All right? I'm not doing it. Okay? Breaking news. Okay? Like, I feel like there's a lot of black media, too, that's like, well, who are you going to vote for? You're going to vote for Trump? Hell no. You're going to go for Biden? Well, that's your only other option. So you're going to have to vote for one of them. And then it's other people that's like, well, you can't vote for Trump. You can't vote for Biden. And then you're sitting there like, okay, so tell me who I vote for. Because a lot of people, what I have learned in life in general, they are sheep among us. And they need to be led. And they need to be led correctly. And there was a lot of people in this election, there's a lot of people in life who are just looking at people like, what do I do? And then you yell at them, swim. Okay? They don't get it. So I was just very disappointed this election around the media, the black media that was like, telling people, you know, don't vote for Biden, don't vote for Trump. And then it's like, okay, so tell me who to vote for. You know, like, make it plain. But people want to leave things to chance and, you know, talk in, what'd you say you hate people talking in? Parables and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, bro, just give it to me straight, you know, especially not with this. I feel like a lot of people are lost. I feel like most people are just like, heck, I'm just going to take my chance and just vote for, you know, Biden and Kamala. But, I mean, I personally didn't vote for neither one of them. I went green, voted green. They didn't mention that at all during all their heated coverage of the world's slowest basketball game.
What I will say is, outside of everything, there is a growing number of young people in general that are starting to move towards more independent parties or parties that
status.
Changing status to actually unaffiliated, being independent, because people are not playing these games anymore. To be honest with you, people aren't playing the games, and people understand. There's a whole process. It's definitely a process, but make sure that you're in a community of like-minded individuals, and the only way that you can get things done in that way, especially when it came to the census, you know, you have to have a community of folks that are there, mm-hmm. able to be counted so that the funds can be
allocated a certain way.
Allocated for the next 10 or so years. So, you know, that's always something to think about.
Yeah, you said, man, you noticed that lady's face when she saw we were unaffiliated.
Yeah, I thought that that was hilarious, too, that I saw the reaction when people, you know,
checking us in,
all the volunteers, like, oh, unaffiliated, but don't want to say it out loud, but it's like, wow, you know, I could have sworn, like, you know, there's other people that are thinking for themselves, and they have the opportunity to individually think for themselves, as we should, as we all have the ability to think for ourselves. So, hey, before the election, man, my thought process before the election.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. What did you think? Like, the propaganda, the fear-mongering, the threats, like, all of that. What did you think?
I thought that it was just interesting of, at one degree, the fear-mongering that was being pushed by media. Just the back and forth of continual fighting between two parties that are actually acting the same exact way. It's a very interesting process. It was a very interesting process for me to see, because the last time that I voted was 4 years ago, of course. it was just an interesting process that I saw, especially when it came to the fear-mongering, scaring people definitely beforehand of the threats that are to come, and falsely projecting ideals into people into thinking that you can't trust your own neighbor, unfortunately. There was a lot of that fear-mongering was just the largest one for me, and heavily with the propaganda, because beforehand, obviously, people knew what was up. You have to go through a political structure, and everybody was so PC, you know, like politically correct in general. People were so politically correct, but this election cycle, to be honest with you, it's funny watching our current president until he's out of office on January the 20th at noon. I thought it was interesting how the way he's playing out the process and the system. And I really do believe if someone continues to just show you exactly who they are, you know, you really do have to believe them. He's shown multiple time and time again. That he really doesn't care. His administration has shown that they really don't care. Mm-hmm. Heck, even Dr. Ben Carson has just reported he has COVID-19. And the wild part is how much fear was being spread. Mismanagement, especially before the election when it came to the Postal Service. Mm-hmm. Mismanagement during the process of the nation as a whole, as leadership should be able to tell each state, look, you need to get this under control. You all looking good over here. Since you all looking good over here, I need you to help and provide leadership over here. Okay, you got these resources here. and they need a little bit more. So we need to take in things into perspective moving forward. And I know that's kind of hard because people are really stuck into a mindset when, like, the Republican Party is no longer that specifically, like, for white males or people that thought of themselves as just better than others because they have money, power, and woot. But we really see currently the Republican Party has turned into a lot of fear-mongering Trump supporters, Trumpers, Trump this, Trump that.
Oh, yeah.
Like a cult.
Yes, I'm sorry. It's cult level. To jump in, but I just remembered when you said Trumpers, that triggered me remembering when we were watching that live of that black queen we were watching.
Mm-hmm.
And she walked over to the table during the Trump rally before
they
had announced the results. And the guy was selling all this, like, Trump memorabilia.
Paraphernalia,
yeah.
Yep. And the man specifically stated, he was like, Biden's stuff doesn't sell the way that Trump stuff sells. And
he put a whole wad of, she said, a whole wad of fives in front of her.
Right.
In front of her face.
Now, I'm not going to act like that. The Democratic Party is definitely going through its transition because it's showing that you can't have a system that's working the same as the Republican Party, but just not trying to be bold about it. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's just people are not trying to literally be bold about their action and their movements. You have people, quote unquote, this is what they use, black people, people of color, mm-hmm. minorities, right? They'll use that language to identify that they're supporting these individuals, but just literally using them to propel themselves on a catalyst or set themselves in a position. But what I will say out of all of this, and there's some positives out there. One, I'm going to give Donald Trump what Donald Trump deserves. Go ahead.
I was going to say, for what we talked about earlier, that's mm-hmm. next.
Okay. Well, I'll keep it short about Donald Trump. He's definitely made me and a lot of us aware of people's true feelings, whether they look like you or they don't. And I do appreciate the blatant honesty, even though there's some lies that gets touted. There's some blatant honesty that comes out about how people are actually, how they move and who they affiliate themselves with and what they're willing to accept. So I appreciate that aspect. If you are... In general, if you're unhappy about the way that the election went, you as a citizen, it really, honestly, is your alleged obligation as a citizen.
You
as a citizen of this alleged democracy. But I was just going to say, as a citizen in this democracy, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You have a voice, and you can definitely speak up and speak out. All of us have that ability to do so here in America. All right? Freedom of speech, number one. We have to participate in other local elections because one of the presidential, in general, now that the presidential election is over, most people just, you know, they sigh in relief and they go back to wherever the heck they came from. But a lot of folks don't really know that there's still a lot of work to be done, especially if you have an agenda. And again, when we speak here, we speak within our diaspora for black folks. Maybe your activism isn't protesting, which I completely am personally, to a degree, protesting gets some things done. Like, say, if you need something to move and a senator isn't moving it, you go, you know, protest outside of that senator's house. Now, I'm not telling you to do anything that would be considered committing a crime, but you have to let these individuals know how far you're willing to take it. If they have to see you pretty much having a party down their street and keeping them up and you're letting them know a clear sign, I need for you to move this agenda, then that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
But protesting, when we're just walking out in the middle of the street with some signs and stuff like that, not really getting anything done, or opening up ourselves to bad apples who want to utilize that moment to do whatever deeds that they want to get done, we're diminishing that power of movement. There are other ways that you can actually use your platform, no matter the size. And of course, you want to encourage and inform people. That's the number one outlet. Is what you should be doing instead of just moving people around. No, I'm just saying, instead of moving people around and like, all right, now we're gonna go over here and we're gonna do a chant. Like, to a degree, yes, but I'm just keep it real, y'all. We're in the 21st century, you know, 22nd, really, supposedly moving forward, fast and forward. But we're going to have to do a lot more than just the protesting. Because I done seen some fools go up and protest out in Michigan with some guns just because they wanted a haircut.
Yeah, that's right. So I was thinking of some other things that you could do instead of protesting. Because I know when there are people still protesting, even right. though the media coverage has stopped and stuff, there are people still out there protesting, okay? Yep. All different states, all different counties, all different countries. So, different things that you can do, because I've heard some people say, like, how I don't feel like I can protest, or I don't want to protest, I don't feel comfortable protesting, mm-hmm. or even people shaming people that's not protesting. I know I had a friend hit me up, like, why aren't you out here? And I'm like, who are you, you know? So, these are some other ways and some other things that you can do to feel more a part of the action, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Some things you can do, like attending a town hall meeting.
Right.
A local town hall rallies, you can always look on your local, what's it called? Your local bulletins and stuff. There is usually like a county, that county that you live in, you can look on their website, the county's website.
Mm-hmm. Or you can head to a town hall project and enter your zip code to find the next one near you as well.
Exactly. And then you can participate there. And we've actually been to some meetings mm-hmm. locally in our area. And I will say it can be, when we first went, it felt very exciting. Then the momentum died down because there was not a follow-up meeting at all.
Right.
So you have to also do your own diligence as well and being consistent and keeping up with the group
mm-hmm.
and the person that organizes it. Like, if you really want to be that person who's like, I want to come back next time, I want to keep the momentum, mm-hmm. then you should probably correspond with the person who put it together and get their email and information and stuff mm-hmm. so that you're aware, because sometimes the communication is just poor on these websites, these exactly. county websites and all the other stuff. They're not updated the way that they need to be. So sometimes having someone's direct email address, like the one we went to, I wish we would have had that girl's email address, because I would have been like, hey, is this meeting happening or not? Because I'm not seeing anything about it.
Exactly.
But I didn't have anyone to communicate with. So.
Now, also, the second one, because, again, the first one, town hall, that's locally, get a lot of great information, see how much money is being pushed out, where other businesses are, and again, a lot of other people that's in your community that probably feel the same way, or at least wants to meet somewhere in the middle where everyone can pretty much get things done. Especially on an economic scale. The second part is really, really important, as I mentioned. You have to engage civically. And that's literally calling your senator. You know, they say calling is the most effective way to influence your representative. And it is. I'm just going to say this. It is a great way to have your voice heard. If you can't or aren't physically able to attend any event, if intense dread comes over you when you even just think about talking on the phone, here's your very own shy person's guide to calling representatives, or 5calls.org. You can actually provide a script specifically.
They can provide you with a script.
Yeah, they'll definitely provide you with a script specifically. to the cause of what you're talking about, which is actually pretty dope. Sign petitions as well.
Yep, there's a lot
donate support. Donate money. And then support those that are on the ground.
Yes, if you can donate money and support those that are on the ground, those were people that we needed the most when the protests first popped off. There's a lot of people getting arrested and stuff, and a lot of people need bail funds contributed to. So, you know.
Yeah. Educate and read, of course, because
educate yourself, read, find out, like we were just talking about. Keep your ear out and your eyes out so that you know what people need, because you would hear anything you listen to. There are people like, oh, we need people to help bail us out, or we need some people to, you know, sign this petition, or we need some people to show up here. So, yeah.
Now, the last, one of the most probably should have been number one for me, but you have to call out the behavior of racists. You're in a position of privilege. Where your very existence doesn't threaten your own life, you must call out inappropriate behavior. It's crazy because if you're not at the table, you're definitely going to be on the menu. Someone is thinking way ahead of time. If someone's not here to represent you, we'll do it, huh?
Where'd you get that from?
Damon. It's a shark.
You said you talk about Damon Jones.
Yeah, he's a shark. Pretty sure he got it from someone else. But that's a serious one, because there are seriously people out there that are every single day thinking of a way to put you under the can.
Okay.
Listen to and empathize with people of color. Be honest with you.
While you sleep.
All right.
Somebody contemplating your demise. Shake your hand and stab you in your back.
Practice self-care. Be joyful and hopeful. Support marginalized owned businesses. We definitely talk about pretty much reviewing black-owned businesses. So that's one way.
That's another way.
Pretty easy, y'all.
Everybody was like, "How?" And y'all, that is why we came up with the Reviewing While Black series. Because. Yeah. People are always like, where are the black-owned businesses? Who can I support? And then you give people the black-owned businesses, and they're still like, okay, I have a few more questions. Just
go
figure it out.
Yeah.
Figure it out on your own, because trust and believe, if there was some celebrity that came out with some new complicated website and you had to do all this extra research to even place an order, y'all would figure it out. Y'all would feel so proud. Oh my goodness, I got through. I placed that order. I spent my $1,000 on a tank top with, you know, some cursive on it. But support these black-owned businesses, all right? They need your help, okay? As soon as, this is a whole separate rant. But as soon as I drop something as a black-owned business, it should be sold out as quickly as the celebrity stuff begins my website should be crashing because there's so many people on there.
There you go.
That's the type of energy you need to return to your own people.
There you go.
Okay, these celebrities, they be good for a year or two if we don't support them. They be good. But there's other people, black-owned businesses out here struggling.
Depending on their spending habits.
Exactly. But it's people out here who literally say, I want to support a black-owned business. You tell them, hey, here's a black-owned business. Donate a dollar. They're like, but what are they going to use the dollar for? Stop nickel and dime niggas. You don't nickel and dime the celebrities. You don't be like, well, is she going to buy that Birkin with all this money that I'm giving her? You're not worried about that. So don't nickel and dime your own people. Rant over. I'll be back next week. So, another way you could, did you already talk about picking up
You can pick up a digital pen. The internet, of course, is a minefield, and that can definitely be tricky to navigate.
Okay. I'm trying to tell you.
You can always try to lower trolls' popularity of Facebook comments. Facebook's algorithm automatically brings the comments to the most engagements, likes, and you know, again, in comments.
Bae is great to the top of
the comment thread. Yes.
Do you think you're great with online trolls?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good.
Also, Twitter. Twitter's slow to no response. Is definitely It's a lot of like threatening and harassment when it comes to Twitter. Like, people take Twitter a little too far. Yeah. You know, Twitter is definitely a good space that you can start out with too, but there's just so many trolls on there. Like, people have pages for a page for another page that they're trolling. Is just weird. It's weird stuff.
I would definitely agree with that. I like seeing you go back and forth with trolls and stuff on the internet. I've said one little thing. Like, you make one little comment, like, why does celebrity keep wearing blonde hair when she black? Just ask. She can embrace her natural hair. That would teach other people to embrace their natural hair. But they're like, they're black people with blonde hair. And I didn't say that.
Right. Now, next step. What we're doing right here. Create.
Yep.
Create. Every nigga is a star. Every nigga is a star. Create. You need to create. All right. Be creative. Now, you don't always. Now, you don't have to be. Go all on my train, nigga. Go all on my. You don't have to go that far. But you are a creator. So just create something. You never know. Now, some folks like to be, I guess, as far as on a creative end, just taking some photos, doing something funny, comedy. Other people take it as the comedy turning into pranks. And then some people get so wells that their digital content provides really great entertainment and provokes thought. Mm-hmm. That's where your creation comes into play. So always think about how something small that you're doing can actually provoke thought for others. That's the whole point of creation and being a creator, because other individuals may get a little excited, be like, oh snap, I could do that same thing. Boom. Yeah. Now you're gonna start yourself a movement, other people that are like-minded, and you can actually start coming together. And the bigger part about that is you can start a little nice little think tank. That's some real good ideas start to come about, because people start putting in some money and some effort behind it. Get the wheels turning.
Take some peppers, hang upside down, get the blood rushing. That is where the ideas live.
You're funny. I will definitely...
That.
I will definitely leave this at the end for you all.
Go to my iPad.
All right. That's not all. But it's all for now. Remember to write us at qk.jj@hotmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
follow us on Instagram. I personally at Queen Jam. Trying to change that name. I just don't know how to make it us without making it long. You know? Right. Either way, business is at qk.jj. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe, please.
Till again, until a next time, until everything, embrace the facts, conduct your own research, and remember to smile, love yourself. Queen Jam.
King Jerry. We out.